Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 7, 1805. Moving on. Finally, after the Corps has been camped 8 days on a stormy point and unable to move to the site Captain Lewis has found for a permanent winter camp, the weather breaks and the party is able to move downstream to the new campsite. On the way, they meet the men who were sent down to collect the elk meat the hunters had killed several days previously. Captain Clark writes about the move.
Some rain from 10 to 12 last night. This morning, fair. We set out at 8 o'clock down to the place Captain Lewis pitched on for winter quarters when he was down. Proceeded on against the tide. At the point number 2, we met our men sent down after meat. They informed me that they had found the elk after being lost in the woods for 1 day and part of another. The most of the meat was spoiled. The distance was so great and uncertain, and the way bad, they brought only the skins. York was left behind by some accident which detained us some time ere he came up. After passing round point number 2, in very high swells, we stopped and dined in the commencement of a bay, after which proceeded on around the bay to southeast, and ascended 8 miles to a high point, and camped, having passed arm, making up to our left into the country. Received 2 small brooks on the east. Extensive marshes at this place of encampment we propose to build and pass the winter. The situation is in the center of, as we conceive, a hunting country. This day is fair, except about 12 o'clock, at which time some rain and a hard wind, immediately after we passed the point from the northeast, which continued for about 2 hours and cleared up. Captain William Clark, December 7, 1805.
The terrain features and bearings mentioned in this journal entry enabled historians and the U.S. Forest Service to locate Fort Clatsop. After archaeological excavations located the place exactly, a replica was built. The river and bay where they were are Young's Bay and Young's River. The first white man to survey the bay was Broughton of Vancouver's expedition in 1792. He named it after Sir George Young of the British Navy. All of these features are in present-day Clatsop County, Oregon. Tomorrow, a path to the sea.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.